This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. This last week, I was talking to you about the coming flu season. We're coming into cold and flu season, and I gave you some of the meteorological reasons for it. In fact, you know, the idea of the sun being lower in the sky, and as such, we make less vitamin D. And because we make less vitamin D in our skin, you know, the same process of photosynthesis that creates chlorophyll inside the broad leaves of green plants, the same process is creating vitamin D inside your body through the beta cholesterol that's in the skin and the sun rays. And the stronger, more direct the sun rays, the greater the quantity of vitamin D that your body produces. In the winter months, and we have started fall now, the sun is lower in the sky. In fact, in the northern latitudes, where I am located in Salt Lake City, the sun has already traveled half of the distance from the high point of summer to the low point of winter. It's already crossed the halfway part when fall begins. And so our bodies, my body in particular, that's the one I'm the most interested in, of course, is making less vitamin D. And I am, as a healthcare professional and a chiropractic physician taking care of many, many patients every day, I am going to be taking care of some people who aren't as conscious of preparing their bodies for the cold and flu season as some other patients are. And as such, there are some things I want to do to better protect myself, to be ready. Now, I talked about supplements last time, particularly something that I have in the office called Immuplex. And I probably will finish the show today with a little review of that. But I want to talk to you about food and the things that are always good to have on hand in the sense of what to do before the flu, what to do if you get the flu, and what to do after the flu. Because for a lot of people, what happens after the flu sometimes can be far worse than the flu itself, simply because after the flu, if you suffered for the flu for a week or 2 weeks, your immune system is just so tired out and so sluggish from fighting for 2 weeks that you begin to be an open host for something else, bacterial infections, especially involving the respiratory system. So I want to address that a little bit as well, but I want to talk to you about some foods that support the immune system and nourish the body and the soul. And there isn't hardly anything that is better than meat stock with good fat, good quality salt, crushed garlic, and sauerkraut juice or pickle juice, primarily dill. That's kind of fermented food. And why is that the case? I think I used in the last show the analogy of the Jewish grandmother that when her stock trading son has burned himself out at 18 hours a day trading stocks and he gets the cold, first thing she does is show up with chicken soup. There's a lot of science behind that because it's very immune boosting. And short cooked stock, now I'm not talking about meat broth that takes a long time to make. I'm talking about just stock itself. Is made from meat with a joint in it, or meat with connective tissue. You know, think of a whole chicken in a pot. Chicken thighs, chicken legs, or some beef or lamb shanks, or even some short ribs. Because with short ribs, if you're cooking short ribs in a pot, now normally we're going to barbecue that, or we're going to bake it in the oven or something, but the short ribs, because they're short, they have a lot of exposed marrow. And when we cook that in a pot, and I'll tell you how to do this, a lot of that marrow gets free into the soup. And that is the health of the bone, is that marrow. And there's other cuts of meat that would also suffice besides what I'm saying. But you eat the meat and the vegetables, and you drink the stock. Now, what my family does, anytime somebody begins to exhibit the slightest tendency towards some upper cervical problem or stomach flu or anything else, we start making meat stock. And people with stomach bugs don't usually typically want to eat a whole lot of meat. So in this case, you have a good volume of stock without too much meat in it. And what you're going to, chicken necks, backs, wings, or a combination of all three of those are very safe choices. Turkey, lamb, beef neck bones also make a good and inexpensive meat stock. And wherever possible, you want to make sure you get the bones from pastured animals that were not fed on conventional grain. And by that, I mean genetically modified soy and corn, which is usually 95% of the time. You have to stay away from that because those things come through in the meat stock. But when you're making meat stock, there's two important things to consider. First, you cook it for a short amount of time, only about an hour and a half to 3 hours for chicken and poultry, maybe 3 to 6 hours for beef, lamb, and pork. And then second, you have to keep the water low. I've found the best ratio for achieving a gelatinous meat stock is about 1 quart of water to 1 pound of meaty bones, or maybe just a bit more water to cover it up. And for whatever meat is meets your fancy, that's what you're looking for. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com and theforbiddendoctor.com. And last podcast, I was talking about supplements that are necessary that you might want to have on the shelf and have ready. And some of them you're actually going to be taking daily in order to prepare yourself for being around sick people during the flu and cold season. Now, in this particular show, I want to talk about, in this particular podcast, I should say, foods that should be on hand. Now, after you make meat stock, you can put it in the freezer and have it on hand so you can warm it up quickly if someone starts to feel sick. But I want to get into why this is important, because for additional immune boost to the mug of broth that you would be drinking, because if you've got the flu, you're not going to want to be eating a lot of solid stuff, but you need to be drinking this broth. And to it, you may want to add a marrow bone or two to the meat stock, because with protein and fat and collagen and the immune-boosting red blood cells, marrow is an absolute superfood. And the meat stock itself has gelatin and collagen and amino acids, which are the building blocks of protein. So once that stock is made, or you've taken it out of the freezer or the fridge and warmed it up on the stove because you feel like you're coming down with something, what you're going to do first is you're going to just drink a mug of that broth and flavor it however you want to flavor it. With rosemary or with thyme or sage or organic seasonings. I mean, Italian seasonings, Korean seasonings, Thai seasonings, you know, whatever it fits your fancy. And to it, you have to always add some good fat to every cup, and in an amount that does not, you know, contribute to any queasiness. But that fat is so important because a lot of the nutrients in that broth are fat soluble, and they need a fat carrier to get into the body, into the digestive system. And a really good fat is ghee, G-H-E-E. Many of you know what that is. That's just melted butter without the milk fats, just the clear stuff. Tallow, duck fat, lard, coconut oil, any other saturated fat. Now, I know this probably smacks up against these ideas, these false ideas you have in your head, that somehow there's something bad about saturated fats. One of the worst things that ever happened in healthcare in this country, starting back in the 70s, was this fear of fat, as though fat was the problem. Fat has never been the problem, except for bad fats, you know, like soybean oil, canola oil, the vegetable oils are bad fats, but animal fats are not. In fact, mankind in society has thrived on these fats for thousands of generations without heart disease, without diabetes, without cancer. These diseases only showed up in the last 100 years to the degree that we see them today. But aside from that, and I've talked about this in other podcasts, you want to add some more fat. Coconut oil is a good one as well. But each one contributes, you know, its own special gifts to a healing mug of meat stock. Saturated fats, as I said, help you to absorb nutrients. And when you're working to heal from a stomach bug or the flu or the cold, you want to consider adding some lard from pastured pigs, which contributes an important level of vitamin D to the healing, or antimicrobial coconut oil, which contains lauric acid that kills harmful pathogens such as bacteria and viruses and fungi. There is a reason why our ancestors knew before antibiotics showed up and all the other stuff that took us away from the natural healing methods. The reason why our ancestors knew that these kinds of things were important, they may not have understood the science behind it like we do today, but they knew that these kinds of foods were absolutely essential anytime one's health was threatened. You also want to add a very good mineral salt, a very high quality salt to that little mug for the minerals that it contains. And you want a salt with a minimum of 50 trace minerals and no anti-caking agents. The most popular salt out there in a little purple container has anti-caking agents, as do some other salts to keep the, you know, to keep the salt flowing freely. That stuff is an inorganic poison and it's not good to be in your body. And mineral salt is not pure white, a telltale sign that salt has been bleached or stripped of its minerals is the fact that it's as white as snow. Good mineral salt has a gray tint to it, or pink, or even some other colors, reflecting the mineral content of that salt. And then also to that cup, and I'm bringing this to your attention because I have never seen this fail. You want to put in some raw garlic. And the next thing that goes in that cup is raw garlic. Now, you start with a clove or two, peeled, you know, pressed into the mug just prior to drinking. But not only does garlic taste great, but raw garlic contains the antiviral and the antibacterial compounds that we have known for generations that garlic will get rid of bacterial infections. Now, you don't add garlic to the boiling hot stock because the heat will destroy those very properties. The garlic has to go raw into that cup. But now that you've got your mug of stock embellished with good fat and good salt and garlic, boy, it's time to pass the next thing that's absolutely essential. And we will continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next with this surprise thing that absolutely needs to be in that cup of broth. We'll be right back.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majoring in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Cabbage, of course. Sauerkraut juice is what I'm talking about. Or pickle juice will do in a pinch. But sauerkraut juice is better. Because cabbage is just chock full of the vitamin C complex. And fermented cabbage has even more that you find in sauerkraut. And drinking the juice of sauerkraut when you are sick provides you with the vitamin C you need, as well as beneficial bacteria to fight off those pathogens. Sauerkraut's easy. It's inexpensive to make. A lot of people make their own. I like Bubby's, B-U-B-B-I-E-S. It's in the deli aspect of the supermarket. It has to be kept cold because it's very powerful, and probably the jar would blow up if they didn't keep it cold because of the fermentation that continues. Now, that's not true. I just wanted to make a big deal about it. But sauerkraut, I mean, you always want to keep some in the refrigerator at any time because it's always something good to throw on food, not just for the flavor of it, but for the fact that it helps to destroy pathogens. And if you don't have the time or the energy to make your own, then as I'm saying here, you need to get the live sauerkraut and drink the juice from that. Now, how do you tell if it's live sauerkraut and so that it has the benefits that you need? Well, it's going to be in a jar in the refrigerated section of the store. And even then, it may not be live. So be sure to read the label, because live sauerkraut will list cabbage and salt, sometimes spices and water in the ingredients, but it will not include any chemical additives or vinegar. If it says cabbage and salt and spice, it's okay. If it lists any chemical additives, to repeat myself, or vinegar, it's not living sauerkraut, and you want the living stuff. Now, if that's not your cup of tea, pickle juice, which is just simply lacto-fermented cucumbers, typically dills, will help. They're not as strong as sauerkraut, but they'll get the job. And the label, again, read the label. Should only list cucumbers, salt, and water, sometimes garlic and spice. But if there's anything else listed, you don't want it. And if you don't usually eat or drink lacto-fermented foods like I'm talking about, then just start with a teaspoon, 3 or 4 times a day of the juice. And when you do, you ramp it up to a tablespoon or even more at the same rate. And here's a little secret that I've shared with some patients when they've asked for this kind of stuff. You can even gargle with pickle juice. What? You know, I got all this Listerine and all. No, read the label. Always read the labels. Pickle juice is so loaded with the right kind of bacteria, because most of the bacteria in our world is good bacteria. I mean, and we live in a community of bacteria. Your body is full of bacteria. And in fact, and I've had podcasts on this very subject, 90% of the DNA inside of your body isn't even human. It's the DNA of all these microbes that you're absolutely full of, most of which promote health. And so pickle juice is absolutely loaded with these good bacteria that will fight the bad bacteria if you're starting to get some kind of a sore throat. I'm going to get into some more of this subject and some other things as far as meat stock is concerned after the next break, and some things that you might want to consider adding to it as well, because you always need to have a little bit of this on hand in case somebody starts to feel a little icky during the cold and flu season, rather than turning to all kinds of chemical additives that just prolong the sickness and the disease. So we're going to continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment is slightly higher this month. The University of Michigan's early reading for October edged up another point after hitting its all-time low in June. However, more Americans remain gloomy when it comes to the outlook for inflation. Speaking in London on Friday, UK Prime Minister Liz Truss speaks about replacing the country's finance minister after his plan to cut taxes sent their currency plummeting in value. Nevertheless, Prime Minister Truss says the mission remains the same.
My priority is making sure we deliver the economic stability that our country needs.
GM says it'll halt production of the Chevy Corvette at their Bowling Green, Kentucky plant next week due to supply chain issues. The plant was shut down for the same reason in late August and lost production in April and March of this year. USA Radio News.
Attention sports fans. Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for their 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers their members the opportunity to cash in on all their favorite leagues, including the NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. They've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots. And live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity and longevity. And you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call BetUS today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. And they'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. Join now and use promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL and get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. That's promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL for up to 200% in bonuses. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS.com. BetUS, where the game begins.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Jackstockwell.com is what I do of a structural nature to get the body out of pain and back into a healing mode in my clinic, and ForbiddenDoctor.com is the nutritional aspect of what my wife Mary and I have produced over many, many years. Over 200 podcasts on almost that many different subjects regarding the body, the organs, the systems, and how to address problems with the body from a natural point of view. Primarily using foods and food-based concentrates to get the body back in shape, because most diseases, and I absolutely stand by this, most diseases in America that are not the result of some kind of trauma are simply diseases of malnutrition. Over the years of living on the standard American diet, and even in families where the person who prepares the food says, oh, we just eat the best foods, you're probably going to hold together longer than the people who don't have the best foods on their dinner table. But eventually it's going to catch up to you because of the commercial farming that is going on. Unless you have an organic farm in your backyard and you have animals of your own that you process for food, especially during the winter, and you are very careful with the organic farming and the rotation of crops and everything else that's involved with maintaining health in the humus of the soil so that you have highly nutritional dense foods, as opposed to having to buy your foods from the supermarket, malnutrition is eventually going to catch up to you. And that's one of the reasons for this program today, are things that you can do with warming soups, warming stews and stocks, to keep your body healthy and functioning with the raw materials it needs to get the job done. Just as if you some fortune befell you and you decided now with all this extra cash, I'm going to start driving a $500,000 car. You're probably going to end up treating that car better than you treat your own body with the kinds of care and service that it gets and the kind of ingredients and additives you put into the oil and the gas and everything else. That's the kind of intent that needs to be given to our bodies to keep ourselves running. I'm going to be 72 in 3 weeks. And when I'm dealing with new patients, and they see me, and they usually think I'm in my late 50s or early 60s by my appearance and my energy. It's because I've been following my own recipes for three decades now. So now I want to continue with the theme that I started with here, because as the weather's turning cooler and winter is, you know, just around the corner, and holiday season is going to be here in a matter of weeks. Well, starting with Halloween and all the sugar we're going to be consuming. We trade in our iced tea during the summer months for a spicy chai, and we start swapping all of our cold salad meals we've had during the summer for warming soups and warming stews and warming stocks. And now that flu season's upon us, we need to choose the foods that are going to provide the nourishment we need to stay well. It's one thing to sail through the winter months and never get sick. And I am very fortunate in that regard, all through this whole COVID stuff, 2.5 years now or whatever it is. I haven't had so much as the sniffles. And while I have lost patients to the sickness and diseases and side effects, I've done very well. And I think that's because I dance to the tune that I play. And one of the things that's really important is meat stock. And every now and then I get this itch and I put an 8-quart pot on the stove and I go to, I get an organic chicken at the supermarket and I have the butcher chop it into pieces about the size of bigger than a golf ball, but smaller than a tennis ball. And chop it into those pieces, which they'll do, and then they rewrap it and put the tag back on it. And when I get home, I throw that into that 8-quart pot, and I cover it with just enough water to put on a low boil for about 1.5 to 3 hours. And all the fat starts to come out of the soup, and this gooky, mucky stuff rises to the top, which you need to skim off. You don't want that. That'll hurt the flavor. You don't want that. That's just the blood and some other things that are in the chicken that's coming out of it. And you want to scrape that off so that by the time you've cooked for about 3 hours, the meat's falling off of the bones, the marrow that was in the bones is now into the soup. To that mixture, I would have put in, a tablespoon of sea salt and probably a small handful of peppercorns. Not ground up peppercorns. And let it boil for that period of time. And this is creating a meat stock. And when that is done, I'll let it cool off to where I can handle the temperature of the fluid, turn off the heat and let it cool down a bit. And I will drain that through cheesecloth, double layered cheesecloth. Now, it takes a while for that to happen because that cheesecloth is going to filter out an awful lot of gook that's still in that soup. But what's coming through that cheesecloth is this golden broth. But I'm telling you, when a stranger walks into the room and they smell that, they want to sit down at the table and get a bowl and a spoon and say, I don't know what you're making, but let me have it. It just triggers that sense inside the body because of the nourishing properties that are good for everybody. This is the one pot meal that heals. And with the addition of some specific herbs, it can be just the thing to keep you well or nurse you back from wellness, whether you follow the whole program or not. And while most of us think of herbs, you know, as something culinary that just adds flavor to a dish, they have therapeutic properties. And once you get to know which herbs are doing the job, and of course the fresh herbs are the best, but I want to start with two of the most powerhouse herbs that you might want to include in that broth. One is garlic, the other's ginger. And they're very potent, and you can control their strength and the effect that they have on the body by how much you use and how you use them. Cooked garlic or ginger will always be more mild than the raw, of course. And the amount of surface area also counts. So chopping a whole clove of garlic into the stock is going to have a milder effect than adding garlic that's just chopped or minced or pressing raw garlic into a mug after cooking. And by the same token, a little slice of ginger will be a lot less spicy than the same amount chopped up or minced. But for the spiciest kick of ginger, you want to grate it and then you add it to the raw cook stock. You add it raw into the cook stock. And then just prior to drinking, you don't want to cook the ginger in the meat stock. You want to grate a little bit of it into the cup of broth that you're going to be drinking just before you drink it. And I'm telling you, the antimicrobial, anti-mucus aspects of garlic is the best thing to clear the mucus in the nose and the throat. And a lot of herbalists agree that garlic has a very special affinity with the respiratory system, and it's good for circulation, and it's good for lowering blood pressure. But a lot of us, when we get a little sinus congestion, a little stuffy, we reach for the first over-the-counter spray or pills or whatever else we can take that's got some kind of an antihistamine, and it just delays the healing. Because your body is trying to get this stuff out of you in the sense of detox. And a lot of times, a cold is nothing more than just the mucosal sinus surfaces of the nasal passages and the throat throwing off toxins that have been building up, and it has to do it with the release of this mucousy material. And a lot of times the over-the-counter medications we reach for stop that from happening because we don't want to be at work with our nose running, and we don't want to be at work with coughing and sneezing when that's exactly what the body needs to do in the midst of those kinds of conditions. So we take a day off, and we go home, and we consume meat broth that has all the material in it that's necessary when we add some of these other things I've been describing to that mixture to get the body working. Now, to support the respiratory system through these next 5-6 months that winter is going to be bringing upon us and into early spring, you want to add a few cloves or more of garlic to the meat stock when you put it up. Like you're making meat stock in advance, and you're going to put it in some mason jars or something else and either freeze it or just keep it in the back of the fridge, because meat stock in the fridge can last for weeks. And then when it's ready there, you have it ready to be used at any time that you need it. Ginger also is very antimicrobial because ginger is a stimulant, and it's good to use when you have a cold or fever. Ginger stimulates circulation. It causes the body to warm up because it has pyrogens in it, and it causes the body to move in the sense of lymphatic movement, bowels, and other things. So I'm telling you these things because these are the questions that I get asked by my patients all the time, because they know the body is designed to heal itself. Nobody heals anybody. The emergency room might save your life. Chemo or radiation or surgery might save your life, but it didn't heal you. All healing is self-healing. A broken bone, all you can do is set it, and the body's going to heal it. You get a bad laceration, you sew it up with some sutures, but the body's going to heal it by itself. You get a bad sunburn, you might put something on it to help with the pain, but the body's going to heal it itself. And the same thing with colds and flu season when it's upon us. The body's going to heal itself from all of these things. And a lot of the over-the-counter materials that we take, not to repeat myself too much here, delays or retards that healing process from taking place. So food has always been called your best medicine. It's kept us alive for so long on this planet. Oh, one more thing. Turmeric, curcumin. I just thought of that. Very famous for its anti-inflammatory properties. It has been used for thousands of years in Ayurvedic medicine and Ayurvedic cooking. And, you know, we know it as curry. And if you're suffering from inflammation and joint pain and stiffness at the same time you might be having the flu, you might want to throw a little turmeric root into that meat stock while you're cooking it and grate it a little bit before you drink it. And don't forget the peppercorns. I mentioned that to you a little bit earlier, because peppercorns have something called piperine. And some of the properties of piperine are antipathogenic, antibacterial, anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, and very protective of the nervous system. Now, how do I know that? Because I studied the nutrition books that were printed 100 years ago. Nutrition books prior to World War II are worth their weight in gold. Nutrition books that started showing up after antibiotics and vaccines usually dance to the tune for which they're being paid. Well, after the coming break, I'm going to be joining Doug Steffen to finish out this week's show. I always enjoy talking with Doug, as I think is apparent, as we walk over each other trying to get our, you know, thoughts across. But you can hear all of our Good Day Show podcasts with Doug, with me, and with Dr. Ken at gooddayhealthshow.com, where there are over 600 podcasts recorded with Dr. Ken and myself, and my own podcast, of which there's over 200 at forbiddendoctor.com. So I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and Doug and I are going to get it on here in just a few minutes, so stick around for the two of us as we wrap up this week's program. And as usual, it's always been a pleasure, and I really appreciate your kind listenership. I can't tell you how much and the letters and the emails that we get at jackstockwell.com make all of this worth it for me. So I will see you in just a few moments with Doug.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, here you go, don't cash it until Tuesday. That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub. Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Capel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer is Y-E-S. Yes. It's Dr. Jack Stockwell here on the Good Day Health program, and the focus is on fish and brain food. Not that this is news to you, Jack E. Jackson Stockwell. Jack is an Yes, sir. Chiropractor, by the way. Practices at his own clinic in Salt Lake City. People come from all over the country. Yours truly is one of them to get the Nooka treatment, to get your shoulders, your neck, everything is all there. It's all focused on the energy that goes through your neck. And Jack is a master. He's a miracle worker when it comes to that. But he also has, in the clinic, a lot of helpful ways for you to address where you are. He has developed, he and his wife Mary, who also is in the clinic, have developed the long life energy enzymes that are fabulous for the reasons that enzymes are important. We all need to have that stuff to make our systems work. So there's that and other things that you can get, including some of the standard process. He and I were just talking about some of the oils, the evening primrose oil, this cod liver oil, this tuna oil. But now here comes the story about mackerel and, in general, omega-3 fatty acids. What they were found in a study of 2,183 dementia and stroke-free participants, the higher the omega-3 index, the better the hippo, whatever it is in your brain. What do they call that?
Hippocampus.
Yeah, That's it, too. Yes, the hippocampus.
Yeah, the hippocampus.
Yeah, that's the role. That's your learning center. That's your memory center. So if you got lots
of
omega-3.
It's also your emotional center.
Is it?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes. Huh.
So what is that? If you have a lot of omega-3s, are you less emotional or more emotional? How's that work?
Your brain can better handle the curveballs that are thrown at it.
Ah. Okay. So omega-3, anyway.
Yeah. It's surprising to a lot of people that your brain, by weight, is more than half fat.
Yes.
And the important fats that are in the brain are the EPA and DHA. essential fatty acids, that your body will not make these things. Most of the fatty acids your body needs for energy and neurotransmitter activity and everything else, your body will make. But there's some it will not make. Mm-hmm. And the omega-3s, it doesn't make. It must come in through the diet. And what Mother Nature has delivered to us is a wonderful delivery system for omega-3s in the sense of deep ocean fish.
And mackerel, so then,
mackerel is one of them.
Last week, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and I were talking about a study. I may have brought it up with you as well. The business about taking supplements because they don't do as much as eating the fish. And so the conclusion of the study, which was probably paid for by the Mackerel Association of America or some group like that, is that you shouldn't take any omega-3 capsules, supplements. You should just eat the fish. And I objected to that. Anyway, go ahead. What's your thought?
Well, omega-3 fatty acids are very fragile.
Yes.
Just direct light will break them down, let alone heat.
So is that why I have a lot of gas? Because I take 3 or 4 of these a day.
No, that's your gallbladder. Huh. And your ability to produce enough bile to break down the fat. The number one, bile has a lot of functions, but the number one function of bile from your gallbladder when you eat something is to emulsify the fat. And emulsify means
split it up.
Just making the fat particles small enough that it can mix with water and get through the digestive system. And when it's not functioning to the level it should, it's going to hang around behind and it's going to sour up a little bit, and that's where the gas and the fishy burps and all that stuff comes from.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the fault of the fat.
So standard process has a tuna, it has a cod liver oil, it has the evening primrose. What else it would fit into the omega-3 category?
Well, black currant seed.
Ah, right.
Black currant seed, and then of course the linum B6 and a few others. But all oils have omega-3 and 6 and 9. Just like olive oil. Olive oil is mostly omega-9 oil, but there's 3 and 6 in there. Mm-hmm. And cod liver oil, that is mostly where we get our vitamin A and vitamin D from an animal source, also has all 3, but it's higher in a 9. The omega-3s that we're talking about, like the evening primrose and some of these others, are higher in 3. So it depends on what you're after. But all animal oils have all of the 3, 6, and 9.
Check out Jack's podcast, all the Good Day Health Show podcasts, available at gooddayhealthshow.com. 59 past.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.